Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
I don't need to buy that jacket. Overall, people are worried about being able to pay their bills. They're worried about losing their jobs. And so when people don't know what's going to happen next, they decide to pump the brakes on spending.
Two U.S. officials familiar with the matter tell ABC News as early as tomorrow, President Trump could invoke the Alien Enemies Act as part of efforts to carry out mass deportations. That act was last used during World War II to detain Japanese Americans. The U.S. apologized decades later and paid restitution. Mortgage rates edging higher this week on a home loan. This is ABC News. In Alaska, one of the state's volcanoes is showing signs that it could erupt soon.
There are 53 volcanoes in Alaska that have been active in the last 250 years, including Mount Spur. It towers over 11,000 feet, about 80 miles northwest of Anchorage. And now there are signs it could be getting ready to blow, maybe in the next couple of weeks or a few months. Alaska's Volcano Observatory says Mount Spur is emitting significantly elevated amounts of volcanic gas, and that if it's going to erupt, they expect to see earthquakes, more gas, and surface heating before it blows. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The high school runner who hit an opponent in the head with a baton during a track meet in Virginia has been charged with misdemeanor assault and battery. She called it an accident. Southern California inundated with heavy rain, triggering evacuations in Los Angeles County and along Pacific Coast Highway due to mudslide concerns following January's wildfires. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For top-notch wick buildings, garage door installation, service, and removal, turn to Wilson Door and Construction in Richland Center. With two decades of experience, we guarantee quality work and exceptional service. Trust us to handle all your construction needs with expertise and professionalism. Call us today at 608-604-3623 to benefit from our 20 years of dedicated service.
WRCO 100.9 FM.
WRCO News is sponsored by Meister Log and Lumber, buying logs and lumber throughout Wisconsin since 1936, and by Walsh's Ace. Whatever you do, Walsh's Ace has you covered. Few clouds tonight with a total lunar eclipse midnight to 3 a.m. A stray shower or storm also possible during the overnight with a low of 45. Very warm and windy tomorrow, partly cloudy and slightly muggy. High 72, winds will be southeast 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30. Then thunderstorms start arriving tomorrow evening. Some could be severe with a low of 47. Winds southeast 15 to 25 with gusts up to 30. Currently in Richland Center, it is mostly sunny. The winds are out of the west at 6 miles per hour, and our current temperature is 66 degrees.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A total lunar eclipse is happening tonight at midnight to around 3 a.m. is when the moon will pass through the Earth's shadow, painting it a red hue, which is why it's called the Blood Moon. It hasn't happened since November of 2022, and it won't happen again until March 3rd of next year. Severe weather is set to strike Wisconsin in winter. We've seen it before. The first tornadoes ever recorded in the state in the usually frigid month of February tore through mostly rural areas on a day that broke records for warmth, setting up the perfect scenario for the type of severe weather normally seen in the late spring and summer. The storms left a swath of destruction that included dead and missing cows, roofs blown off of homes, destroyed storage sheds and barns, trashed vehicles, and shattered windows. Now Mother Nature might be back for more. Friday temperatures will soar into the low 70s along the state line. Dew points will also rise, adding some mugginess to the air. Then a front will slam into the state, firing up strong line of thunderstorms at night. A few brief tornadoes are possible, and damaging wind gusts are likely. Spring wildfire season is upon us, and the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is urging the public to check fire danger before conducting outdoor burning activities. Nearly 170 wildfires have burned over 450 acres already this year, according to the DNR, four times more than a typical year at this time. Dry weather and gusty winds are expected today and tomorrow, leading to the potential for increased wildfire activity. Burn permit suspensions will be in effect in several southern and central Wisconsin counties. Some minimal chances of rain are expected over the weekend, but fire officials anticipate the fire danger will be on an upward swing over the coming weeks until there is significant precipitation. The main cause of wildfires this time of year is burning brush and leaf piles, and debris burning continues to be the number one cause of wildfires in Wisconsin. Burning permits are required in DNR protection areas anytime the ground is not completely snow-covered. Permit holders are authorized to burn vegetative materials such as leaves, brush, and needles, and are designed so that burning is done safely with minimal wildfire risk. Permits are free and can be obtained online or by calling 1-888-WISPBURN. That's 1-888-947-2876. Once a burn permit has been obtained, the individual must call or go online after 9 a.m. on the day of the planned burn to check daily burn restrictions, such as the legal burning hours, size limitations, or if burning has been suspended for the day. Small campfires of warming or cooking do not require a burning permit. Columbia, Crawford, Richland, and Sauk counties are all in the DNR protection area, as well as portions of Dane, Grant, Iowa, and Juneau counties. As of 9 this morning, all these areas are in a high fire danger. Some areas of the state are not regulated by the DNR, so it's important to check with local, municipal, or fire department officials for any ordinances or other burning restrictions. Sparks from recreational equipment, campfires, and hot ashes from fireplaces are also contributing fire causes. Smoldering embers can remain hot for days, even weeks. If using a wood stove or fireplace, empty the ashes into a metal container with a tight-fitting lid or dump them onto bare soil. Then drown the ashes with water and stir until the embers are completely cold. The same goes for campfires. Burn barrels and burn leaf and brush piles. Before leaving the area, drown the ashes, stir, and keep adding water until all heat and smoke is gone. A Boscobel woman has been indicted by a federal grand jury for bank fraud. Samantha Waters, 33, of Boscobel, is charged with three counts of bank fraud. The indictment alleges that between March 2023 and October 2023, she worked as a teller at BMO Harris Bank in Lancaster and made unauthorized withdrawals from multiple customer accounts totaling approximately $134,500. The charges are the result of an investigation conducted by Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, Office of Inspector General, and the Lancaster Police Department. If convicted, Samantha Waters faces a maximum penalty of 30 years in prison on each count. A Red Cross blood drive was held in Richland Center yesterday. Bob Shear reports a total of 92 units were collected. This includes 68 whole blood and 24 double. There was also 12 platelet donations and only 2 deferrals. The next blood drive in Richland Center will be held May 14th. The Richland Center Intermediate School will host its third annual St. Patrick's Day 5K run walk at the school. Lace up your sneakers and get ready to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in a fun and active way. Lisa Brown is the principal at the intermediate school.
This actually started with our PATT group, so our parents and teachers together, working on just having a fun event. So this actually started when a teacher of ours, their son, passed away, and so we kind of did it in honor of him, and now we've just continued it on. This is free for anybody that wants to participate. It's this Friday at RCIS. Registration is from 5 until 5:30. Our walkers then begin at 5:30, and then our runners begin at 5:45. So we have students and staff that are along our route, cheering everybody on, and it's been a great event to see everybody coming out from the community. You can dress up, you know, in St. Patty's wear. If you registered early, you would have gotten a t-shirt, but you don't need a t-shirt to do the run walk. Again, weather's looking beautiful, so we're thinking the rain should hold off. So we're really hoping to get everyone or as many people there as we can for this event.
Whether you prefer running or walking, this event is perfect for all fitness levels. Don't forget to wear your green attire and bring your friends and family along for the festivities. Walkers start at 5:30 and runners start at 5:45. While the event is free, donations will be accepted. This year, all donations will go back to fund things at the intermediate school, like field trips, classroom supplies, and more. This Saturday, there will be a sale to provide area farmers with low-cost, high-quality seeds. Project Seed will be at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center from 10 until 2. Dick Hauser has been involved with Project Seed for many years.
It's been well over 20 years. I can't tell you for sure, but I remember when it first started. It was back in the 80s when we had a problem when the milk price was really deflated. And the first couple of years, you had to bring a milk check along to show that you were having problem getting the right kind of money for your milk. And then I think I came along and said, now, wait a minute. People that are in the beef industry have just as much problem as the milk industry. And so that's kind of where I opened my mouth and got involved.
The Project Seed program is sponsored through a local diocese.
The program is through the Rural Life Committee of the Diocese of La Crosse, and everyone is welcome to come. It makes no difference whether you're Catholic or not. Everyone is welcome because we're offering farmers an opportunity to buy good quality seed at a reduced price.
Steve Moore, who has been involved with Project Seed for at least 15 years, helps provide the seeds.
We first just started supplying the seed corn because they wanted just conventional corn and not Roundup Ready GMO. And so our company, our parent company, so to speak, my company, just was doing a lot of organic, which is conventional seed, and we do the conventional treated as well. So kind of a natural fit, and we're growing our own seed. I've got growers all over, so we can grow what we need. And some of the hybrids for Project Seed are specific to Project Seeds. You know, some of the areas that we sell in there, farmers use. Some of the hybrids and Project Seeds are not in our Foundation Direct seed lineup or Foundation Organic, and vice versa. There's some things there that Project Seeds doesn't get.
There will be various types of seeds on hand, but you can order in advance to make sure you are able to get the type of seed you want.
We've got some 98-day, 105-day Roundup Ready ones, and then a whole spectrum of just straight conventional hybrids. Nothing really on the truck for the organic guys. We have that at the warehouse, but to keep it kind of slim down and simple so we can deliver at these sites, you know, you can't bring the whole warehouse there. And we try and bring extras. Most of the guys will pre-order. It's a better price when you do that. That way we know how to load the truck and not overload it and start guessing what we may need this, may need that. We get 90 products. So trying to get all these growing for next year and guess what you're going to need and what you don't need, it gets to be a bit of a juggling act. But so far we found that if you grow extra about everything, you tend not to run out. It's maybe not the best inventory management, but it sure cuts the stress level down.
If you would like to pre-order or have questions, call Steve Moore at 608-780-5460 or Dick Hauser at 608-585-4808. Project Seed will be held this Saturday from 10 until 2 at St. Mary's Church parking lot in Richland Center. Celebrating the region's visual, performing, and culinary artists, Driftless Area Art Festival organizers have announced the 2025 event will return to Buford T. Anderson Park in Soldiers Grove September 20th and 21st. What started as a way to promote art and artists of the Driftless has resulted in millions of dollars of positive economic impact over the past 20 years. The festival draws an average of 6,000 people and showcases 80 artists each year. Artists who live and create in the Driftless region of southwest Wisconsin, northeast Iowa, southeast Minnesota, and northwest Illinois, who create fine handmade art in 12 categories, which include drawing, ceramics, fiber, glass, jewelry, metalworks, mixed media, painting, pastels, photography, sculpture, and wood, are invited. Information and application forms can be obtained from the festival website at driftlessareaartfestival.com. Applications will be accepted through Saturday, March 15th, and will be juried by members of the art community and festival community.
Wisconsin's forest landowners cut timber from their land for a variety of reasons. The timber is mature. Some plan a harvest as part of their management plan. For others, the harvest may be a salvage operation in response to an unexpected natural disaster, such as a fire or windstorm. Landowners have trusted Meister Log & Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber at 608-434-4413 today.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Margaret McMillan, 82 of Reedsburg, died unexpectedly February 18th at home. A memorial service will be held at noon Saturday at St. John Lutheran Church in Reedsburg. Burial will take place at a later date in Resting Green Cemetery, Ironton. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Memorials may be made to St. John Lutheran Church. The Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg is assisting the family with arrangements for Mary Margaret McMillan, 82, of Reedsburg. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena, died Monday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with burial in the Arena Cemetery. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home Tuesday from 4 until 7, and again Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Dorothy A. Baker, 92, of Arena. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel, died Saturday. A funeral service will be held at 11 o'clock Saturday, March 22nd, at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Burial will be at the Homer Cemetery in Hickory Grove. Friends may call at the Kendall Funeral Home Saturday, March 22nd, from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. Charles E. Chuck Lewis, 70, of Boscobel. In birth news from Gunderson Health System in La Crosse, Shelley and Jason Drake had a daughter, Callie J. Grandparents are Leroy and Susan Hafner and Dennis and Christine Drake. The local great-grandmother is Mary Smith.
Wisconsin workers deserve a living wage and the right to negotiate with employers on wages and benefits. That right was taken away from a lot of Wisconsin workers in 2011, and we now have a chance to fix that. This is an issue that our state Supreme Court will hear soon. There is also a state Supreme Court election coming up on April the 1st. If you want to see Wisconsin workers given back the right to negotiate with employers for fair wages and benefits, research the two Supreme Court candidates. Decide which candidate is more likely to uphold your rights and which one is more likely to leave you with fewer rights and lower wages. Rich mega donors are spending millions on negative ads. We don't need that in Wisconsin. Just tune them out and turn them off. And read what the candidates themselves have said. Make sure you're registered to vote and know your voting location. Your vote could be the difference on April 1st to help ensure your economic future. Paid for by Economic Equity Now.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a bright and beautiful day today, high temperatures actually scraped the upper 60s. And tonight, we stay rather mild. Overnight lows only bottom out in the mid-40s. And those are more like our average high temperatures. So, why not get outside in the middle of the night and enjoy them? Sounds crazy, right? But honestly, there's a sight to see. There's a total lunar eclipse happening from about midnight to 3 a.m. That's when the moon will pass through the Earth's shadow, and the shadow casted on it is going to make it appear a reddish hue. And again, that's midnight to 3 a.m. And I'll tell you, the earlier you get out to see it, the better, because a few clouds are expected to roll in. And tomorrow will be partly cloudy, very warm and windy. Gusts will be pulling out of the south up to 30 miles per hour, shoving us to highs in the upper 70s. And it's going to be slightly muggy, and it's only mid-March. So when we get these kind of conditions and a cold front slams into that, it's going to spark up some thunderstorms, and some of those could be strong to severe. And in fact, the Storm Prediction Center has put us in a slight risk for them to turn severe, which means we have to be on the lookout for damaging wind gusts approaching 70 miles per hour, large hail, and a tornado or two could spin up from this. And what's going to happen is it's going to push in along a line, the cold front, right? So you're going to see it coming on radar, and it should arrive around 9 o'clock. It'll move through pretty quickly. Actually, behind that, we'll see some clearing take place. But don't get too excited, because Saturday, we are going to stay cloudy with occasional rain on and off. It'll still be windy, too, gusts whipping up to 30 miles per hour, and then it starts to shift out of the north. Our temperatures are falling all throughout the day, so by the evening, that rain flips to snow. So overnight Saturday and into Sunday morning, we could be waking up to around a half an inch of accumulation, with more snow ongoing early Sunday morning, giving us another additional half inch possible. It should all be wrapped up, done, and gone, the entire storm system, by 10 a.m. on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 66 degrees after a daytime high that almost came 2 degrees away from tying a record. The high today was 68 degrees and the morning low was 23. Yesterday's high was 59 and we received no precipitation. The record high of 70 degrees was set back in 2007 and the record low of 15 below was set back in 1956. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 31. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:05. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:16. Winds are out of the west at 7 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.94, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 66 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. Phil Nee has all conference news for today.
The Southwest Wisconsin Conference All-Conference girls basketball players have been announced this week. Platteville and Prairie du Chien tied at 9-1 during the regular season, taking the co-conference championship. Lancaster was 6-4, River Valley 4-6, Dodgeville 2-8, and Richland Center 0-10 in the Southwest Conference. First-team All-Conference girls players, including Jessica Morgan of Lancaster, along with Rihanna Dye and Avery Richard of Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Tana Radloff, and Tessa Chakowski Higgins. Second team members include Jackson Berengen of Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Rita Achenbach, Greenlee Cron, and Carly Kramer, and also River Valley sophomore Ella Myers makes the second team. The honorable mention squad includes, from River Valley, Lexi DeVinny, a senior, and junior Brooklyn Stokes. Richland Center's senior, Carly Meaden, and sophomore, Kylie Burns. From Platteville, Macy Noble and Addison McNeil, Lancaster's Kylie Olmstead, and from Dodgeville, Abilene Bartz and Emma Doherty. The sportsmanship awards go to Kayla Brom of Dodgeville, Nicole Kelly Lancaster, Claire Hoosier Platteville, Prairie du Chien's Claire Kennedy, Richland Center Junior Jory Schultz, and Senior Mackenzie Woodhouse of River Valley. The Player of the Year, a sophomore, Rihanna Dye of Platteville. The co-coaches of the year, Brandon Temperley and Paula Shedevy of Platteville and Prairie du Chien, respectively. That's a look at the Southwest Conference All-Conference Postseason Awards for girls basketball. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
What do you look for in an insurance agency? Is it service or premium or both? Those are two good reasons to call Schwartz Insurance for your insurance protection. With Schwartz Insurance, you'll have a local person to help you find the right coverage for your agribusiness, personal, and business insurance, and a local person to answer any questions and help you deal with any issues that may arise. Schwartz Insurance and Wilson Mutual Insurance want you to be sure you have the best protection at the best cost. Call 647-8891 for peace of mind insurance protection.
The 2025 WIAA State Girls Basketball Tournament is taking place today through Saturday at the Rush Center in Green Bay. And in today's semifinal action in Division III, Elk Mound beat Xavier, or actually Xavier beat Elk Mound by a score of 45-35. And in Game 2, it was Laconia losing to Oostburg by a score of 66-57. So it will be Xavier going on, advancing on to Saturday to take on Oostburg in the championship game. In Division 4 action, the semifinals are being played this evening. That'll feature from the area Cuba City taking on the Prairie School. That'll be at around 6:35. And then following that game, it will be St. Mary Catholic taking on Durand, Arkansas. In the boys' action tonight, in the tournament action, it's the sectional semifinals that'll be played tonight. And in Division 5, it will be North Crawford taking on Royal, and that'll be played at Prairie du Chien. Southwestern will be taking on Abundant Life in Division 5 as well, and that'll be played at Evansville. In Division 4, it'll be Mineral Point facing Darlington, and that'll be played at Lancaster. In Division 3, a game's going to be played right here in Richland Center at the high school. It will be Platteville taking on Wisconsin Dells. And in Division 2, it will be Mount Horeb facing Monona Grove, and that will be played at Oregon. In a game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, Nolan Winter and John Tanji each scored 18 points to lead number 18 Wisconsin to a 70-63 victory over Northwestern in the second round of the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers, seeded fifth, will face number 4 seed UCLA in tomorrow's quarterfinals. Nick Martinelli led the number 13 seed Wildcats with 22 points. The Badgers shot 42% from the field while holding the Wildcats to 37%. Free throws were nearly even, with the Wildcats making 18 of 22, while the Badgers were 18 of 23 from the line. And in other tournament action going on today for the Big Ten, in a game that was played earlier today, it was Oregon beating Indiana by a score of 72-59. So tomorrow it'll be Oregon facing Michigan State to start the day. After that, it'll be Wisconsin taking on UCLA. And then also tonight in Big Ten basketball action, games that'll be played tonight, it'll be Iowa and Illinois facing each other. And the winners of that game, that winner of that game will go on to face Maryland tomorrow. And Purdue against USC will round out the evening tonight. And the winner of that game will go on to face Michigan tomorrow. Cam Jones scored 28 points, and number 25 Marquette rallied past Xavier 89-87 in the Big East Tournament quarterfinals. After trailing by 14 early in the second half, the fifth-seeded Golden Eagles took the lead for good at 81-80 on Jones's layup with 1:16 remaining. David Joplin connected on a pivotal three-pointer with 26 seconds left, and Marquette held on to earn a semifinal matchup with sixth-ranked and top-seeded St. John's on Friday night at Madison Square Garden. Ryan Conwell scored a career-high 38 points for Xavier, a school record for a Big East tournament game. The fourth-seeded Musketeers perched precariously on the bubble for an NCAA tournament bid, had won seven straight. The Milwaukee Bucks are wearing patches on their jerseys for the rest of the season to honor minority owner Junior Bridgman. Bridgman is a former Bucks player who died Tuesday at the age of 71. The Bucks are planned to hold a moment of silence before tonight's game with the Los Angeles Lakers to honor Bridgman. A video celebrating Bridgman's life is scheduled to air during a first quarter timeout. Bridgman played for the Bucks from 1975 through 84 and again 1986 through 87. He bought a 10% stake in the franchise last summer. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, taking care of your LP needs, and Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Next Monday is St. Patrick's Day, and the Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society is happy to announce this Friday, March 14th, it will once again celebrate everything Irish with its annual Oh Delicious Bake Sale. This year's Oh Delicious Sale will be held in the Richland County Bank lobby from 9:15 a.m. Friday morning until all the goodies are gone. Items available at the sale will hopefully include both traditional bake sale items and the Oh Delicious favorites, like traditional Irish soda bread and veggie snack packs. Stop in and support OMHS and its wonderful adoptable pets with your purchases. We hope to see you there. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO is sponsored in part by Harchi Lumber, serving you with all of your building and remodeling needs, from windows and doors to steel siding and roofing designs and more. All from Harchi Lumber, Highway 33 between Reedsburg and Laval.
Soybeans and corn are higher Thursday. Cattle finished mixed and hogs closed lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans were up. CONAB raised its soybean estimate for Brazil, but it's still below the most recent guess from the USDA earlier this week. A major crop exchange in Argentina cut its crop projection for that nation. May beans were up 10 and a quarter at 10.10 and three quarters. July was 9.5 higher at 10.25. May soybean meal is up $6.90 at 307.10. May soybean oil is down 40 points at 41.28. Corn was higher. CONAB's corn total for Brazil's up on the month, but below the USDA, and that major exchange in Argentina lowered its corn guess, too. The trade's also monitoring U.S. weather ahead of planting. May corn was up 4.5 at 465 and a quarter. July was 4.75 higher at 472 and a quarter. And wheat was higher. Warm, dry weather is expected to impact crops in the southern U.S. plains, the Black Sea region, and eastern Europe. U.S. export sales are up on the week and larger than average. May Chicago was 8.5 higher at 562.5. May Kansas City was up 14.5 at 587.5. May Minneapolis wheat was 9.25 higher at 603.75. Live cattle were mixed, with box beef mixed at midday, and feeders were lower on that higher corn, with both getting ready for widespread direct cash cattle business. Megan Grebner is going to have more on that in just a moment. April live was up 65 at 202.05, and June was 40 higher at 198.27. April feeders were down 75 at 279.97. May was 35 lower at 281.52. And hogs were pressured by domestic demand questions and the marketing year low for pork export sales. April lean was down 87 cents on Thursday at 85.62. The May contract was down $1.65 at 88.80. Megan Grebner has that full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But as a fisherman in a small village in Indonesia, the cost of surgery was out of reach. Their lives were transformed thanks to SmileTrain, which sponsors free, life-changing cleft surgeries and other essential treatments. Rajib's surgery marked SmileTrain's 2 millionth, and incredibly, Aleem's was the 2 million and first. Now, their smiles are a symbol of hope for children with clefts all over the world. 540 babies are born with a cleft each day. But through SmileTrain, millions of lives have been changed. To learn more and support the global cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. SmileTrain, changing the world one smile at a time.
Another pretty slow day for direct cash cattle trade activity. The lone bid that surfaced through the end of the day was at $315 stressed. Asking prices were around $202 to $204 live in the South. Look for the bulk of the week's business to take place before the end of the day Friday. Box beef closed lower with light demand for heavy off range choice, down $1.41 at $319.69. Select was 6 cents lower at $307.47. Estimated cattle slaughter was 121,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and down about 1,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a fairly light negotiated run. Barrows and gilts at the national daily direct down 249 with a weighted average of 89.15. The Iowa Minnesota was 236 lower with a weighted average of 89.53. The Western Corn Belt down 235 with a weighted average of 89.53. Pork values closed higher, up 271 at 97.29. And estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 4,000 on the week and up about 18,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. Leadership of the National Farmers Union says recent funding freezes and budget cuts at the USDA are hurting farmers. NFU President Rob LaRue.
Even a temporary freeze can lead to financial distress for producers because they've already made a financial commitment in certain projects and they don't know whether or not the signed contract is going to be able to be enforced. That's pretty distressing.
More news coming up next on Brownfield.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. If you're having a tough time or thinking about suicide, you're not alone. And there's hope. VA's Veterans Crisis Line is full of responders who listen and help. Many are veterans or have veteran family members and friends, so they're prepared to address your challenges. After calling, you'll be connected to the next available Crisis Line responder. That person may ask, are you thinking of suicide? Or what plan can we put in place to keep you safe today? If you choose, the responder will share your name and personal information with your local VA Suicide Prevention Coordinator, who will connect you to local VA assistance and resources. Don't wait. Dial 988, then press 1.
The president of American Farm Bureau has concerns about the newly created Make America Healthy Again Commission. Zippy Duval says he's concerned misinformation will impact crop protection availability for farmers.
If we could not use some of the technology that we have and some of the tools that we have, we could have to go back to plowing just to get rid of weeds. That's why we need to be at the table to bring the farmer's perspective to make sure that we don't destroy this wonderful food system.
The president of the Iowa Corn Growers says input costs are a concern for producers heading into planting season. Stu Swanson tells Brownfield.
Fertilizer has been slow to come down, in some cases even higher than a year ago. From a land and machinery price, we've seen a little bit of softening maybe, and seed and chemicals kind of steady going forward.
The USDA says the U.S. and Canada combined to crush more oil seeds in 2024 than 2023. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
Cattle producers, looking to take your herd to the next level? RedFest is back for its 7th annual cattle sale, Sunday, March 23rd, 1 p.m. at Bloomington Livestock Exchange. This year, we're offering 48 top-tier registered Red Angus bulls and over 150 commercial Red Angus females. No matter the size or needs of your operation, RedFest has the right bull for you. Visit RedFestSale.com today for details and to view the sale catalog. Get ready to upgrade your herd on the 23rd. See you at RedFest.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
The spring crop insurance application deadline for multi-peril crop insurance is March 15th. If you want to discuss options, call Dylan Lewis at Richards Insurance Agency at 608-585-2137. Don't miss out on revenue protection with partially subsidized crop insurance coverage serviced by Richards Insurance. Visit richardsinsure.com.
Building a fertilizer budget. Hello everyone, I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with AgroLiquid. A market specialist says typically 18 to 20% of a grower's total input budget goes to fertilizer. On this episode, we'll learn how a farmer can make the most of that expenditure. More coming up next on Managing for Profit from Brownfield.
If you look close enough, you can see the hidden potential within your fields. That's why an AgroLiquid nutrition plan starts with the crop and identifies the precise combination of primary nutrients while focusing on the support of secondary and micronutrients. So every nutrient is working in harmony for your crop to reach its full potential, maximizing growth while offering lower use rates. Apply less, expect more. Precisely. Find an AgroLiquid dealer at agroliquid.com.
Farmers deserve nothing less than the best to keep their operations growing. We've believed that since opening our doors over 40 years ago. At AgroLiquid, our team of experts work with you to formulate a nutrition program that connects your fertilizer needs with your cropping goals, merging agronomy with economics on your farm. Get solid agronomic advice and positive results that'll make you a return on your fertilizer investment. Find your crop nutrition expert at agroliquid.com.
Dylan Beer is a national strategy and product management lead for AgroLiquid. He says growers should consider the best use of their fertilizer dollars.
If you're thinking about building a fertilizer budget, it's a little bit of a complex process there. I think, you know, when yields were lower, we always just kind of thought NPK. And in today's world, that building that budget is a little bit more complex. So one thing I always tell guys to do is get that soil test. I mean, you know, we've got some inventory of nutrients out in that field. Some of them are natively, high in certain geographies. Some of them you've added over the years. Take advantage of that inventory this year. Wheat, which, it's not widely grown, will be around that 20% of your expected revenue. And corn, it's about 20%. Is the anticipated fertilizer 20% of expected gross revenue, both on wheat and corn, would kind of be where your guardrails would be for a fertilizer budget. You know, the hard part is, as corn prices retreat, a lot of times guys will actually try to pull back to 18% or 17%. And oddly enough, when corn's at $6 or $7, they'll be at 22%. So our job in the fertilizer business, super easy during good corn prices and super tough during lower prices.
Beer says allocating funds for secondary or micronutrients could be a better option compared to nitrogen.
Whether we like it or not, nitrogen has to get out there. So right off the top, if you're going to grow, let's say, 200 bushel the acre corn, you're probably going to be somewhere in 180 to 200 pounds per acre of nitrogen. So let's just cross that off the list and get that out of the budget and start looking at what's next. And so if you've got corn, you want to make sure you cover the phosphorus needs. Potassium is critical, depending on where you're located, in zinc. And then, you know, you've also got sulfur as that need. So that would kind of be my pecking order, is let's look at nitrogen. Let's look at phosphorus, potassium, probably sulfur right after that, and then zinc. And if we've got some luxury of having a little budget left over, then we can start going, okay, let's toss some boron into the mix or something like that.
Visit agroliquid.com to learn more. I'm Brent Barnett with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Calling all farmers and gardeners. Mark your calendars for this Saturday, March 15th, as Project Seed Day returns to Richland Center. An initiative of the Rural Life Committee of the Diocese of La Crosse, Project Seed aims to support farm families with quality, responsibly priced seeds. From forage seed and conventional seed corn to Roundup Ready seed and Commander alfalfa, there's something for everyone. The event will be held at St. Mary's Church and School from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. Don't miss the opportunity to stock up on seeds and connect with fellow farmers. For more information, contact Dick Hauser at 585-4808 or Steve Moore at 608-780-5460. Project Seed Day, supporting our community, one seed at a time.
Take my advice. You
Ashley Sisters with Everything Changes on Country and Community. I'm Tim Thede. I'll be here till 8 o'clock this evening bringing you some great music and passing along some information as it comes in, and hoping you're having a great Thursday evening. Right now at 5:51, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer has a reading of 64 degrees after reaching a high of 68 today. Came 2 degrees short of tying a record that was set back in 2007. But hopefully you're enjoying your day otherwise. Tomorrow's supposed to be pretty warm out, 76, but a chance of thunderstorms. Maybe some could be strong, maybe around 9 p.m. tomorrow night. But we'll see what happens as it gets closer. That could always die off. We've always experienced that too. So, but otherwise, enjoy your Thursday evening. Just wanted to let you know, in case you are hungry, I suggest you stop at the Phoenix Center here in Richland Center, because the Richland Junior Bowlers is hosting a pizza buffet there, and that's going on until 7:30 this evening. So it's going on right now, so stop by and have some great pizza, and proceeds will benefit the Junior Bowlers Scholarship Funds.
You're only as old as you feel. Maybe a cliche, but it holds some truth. Exercising can boost your energy, improve your mood, and lower your stress. At Simon's Recreation Complex, they have many older adult members who prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And don't worry about your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted memberships through programs like Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs cater to all fitness levels and abilities, offering over 20 water and land exercise classes each week. You'll also have access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether you join a class or work out solo, improving your fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to discover why many of the adult members in the community call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Call 647-8522 or visit simonsrec.com.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
Hello, this is Kevin Kepler, and I am running for a third term on the Richland Electric Cooperative Board of Directors. I have used my farming experience of working with co-ops and serving on several boards to help me be a confident and valued member of the Richland Electric Board. I've taken advantage of educational classes provided through Wisconsin Electric Cooperative Association to further my understanding of the electric industry so I can provide good leadership here at Richland Electric. My goal is to always provide safe, reliable, and as cost-effective as possible, electricity and services to the members and communities I represent. I would appreciate your support, and don't forget to vote. Thank you.
Looking for a job that's as unique as the house on the rock? They need great people to help make unforgettable memories. Whether you're looking for full-time, part-time, or seasonal work, they have opportunities for students, retirees, and everyone in between. Enjoy daytime hours and a fun, exciting workplace. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com for details. Join the team and be part of something extraordinary.
Looking for a rewarding career with a global leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Cardinal CG is hiring. They have openings for all shifts, including production positions with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on day one. Stop by in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. for interviews and facility tours at 1024 East Madison Street, Spring Green. Join Cardinal CG today and be a part of the future of glass innovation.
Elevate your fitness journey with SUPS, your one-stop shop for premium nutritional supplements. Discover the best formulas from top brands at unbeatable prices. Say goodbye to fake reviews and pixie dust blends. Experience the SUPS difference today. Always fueling local athletes. Call 800-968-0993, Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
WRCO Studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant. Welcome to the community.
Waking up in my college dorm. Yeah, my life, it was pretty normal. Looking for a date to the spring formal. Wasn't worried about nothing else, no. Majoring in undecided, notebook full of bad songs I was writing. Never dreamed anybody else would like them. Now they're sitting on a Walmart shelf. Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't stop it, just hop on the train. You never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laughing. Life changes. And I wouldn't change it for the world, oh no. And I wouldn't change it for the world, oh no. I bought a ring and she said I do, but everybody else said, man, you're 22, what you trying to prove? Hey, why don't you wait? Cause I've been waiting on her since the second grade, yeah. And now she got her own set of fans. Got a blue check mark by her Instagram. And I wrote a little song about holding her hand. And now everybody wanna die happy, man. Funny how life changes. You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't stop it, just hop on the train. And you never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laughing. Life changes. Yes, and I wouldn't change it for the world, the world, oh no. And I wouldn't change it for the world, the world, oh no. I remember the day I told my daddy and mama, you're gonna have a grandkid.
Yep.
From Uganda, that's right, we're adopting. And she is the cutest little girl that you ever seen. While I was wrapping my head around being a dad, a bigger wrench got thrown in the plans we thought we had. Now there's Willow and sweet Ada James. That's two under two, now hey, what can I say? Ain't it funny how life changes? You wake up, ain't nothing the same. And life changes. You can't stop it, just hop on the train. And you never know what's gonna happen. You make your plans and you hear God laughing. And life changes. And I wouldn't change it for the world, the world, oh no. And I wouldn't change it for the world, the world, oh no.
After 30 years of driving up and down.
down the interstate. But Charlie's had a good life, and Charlie's got a good wife. And after tonight, she'll no longer be counting the days. 18 weeks. A little at a time.